Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2316, Why Income Investors Should Consider Dividend Aristocrats by Josh Arnold with theprolificinvestor.net. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome to another Monday Mastery episode here on Optimal Finance Daily, where each Monday we take a look at an article that features a more complex personal finance topic. So with that, let's get right to our next post and start optimizing your life. Why Income Investors Should Consider Dividend Aristocrats by Josh Arnold with theprolificinvestor.net. When finding the best stocks to buy, investors have no shortage of choices. But buying the best dividend stocks with long dividend increases is still a proven model for investors trying to build sustainable, growing investment income over time from their stock portfolio. In this article, we'll discuss why buying dividend aristocrats is one of our favorite income investing strategies. Overview of the dividend aristocrats. The dividend aristocrats are a group of just 65 stocks that meet certain criteria that, when combined, make a highly exclusive club. First, all dividend aristocrats must be constituents of the S&P 500, which is an index of 500 of the largest stocks in the U.S. Second, they must meet certain size and liquidity requirements such that investors can easily buy and sell with small bid and ask spreads. Third, critically, they must have at least 25 consecutive years of dividend increases to be a dividend aristocrat. This combination of factors means that only the best dividend stocks make the cut. In order to produce that sort of dividend increase streak, the company must have a high-quality, resilient business that affords it the ability to pay ever higher amounts of cash to shareholders. Without some measure of competitive advantage and recession resilience, this wouldn't be possible. In addition, dividend aristocrats have management teams with both the willingness and ability to pay higher amounts to shareholders over time. Without all of these factors, the company would not be able to reach the prestigious milestone of at least 25 years of consecutive dividend increases. Why investors should favor dividend aristocrats. Investors looking to generate growing income over time should start with the dividend aristocrats because their business models have stood the test of time. Any 25-year period contains at least one recession, along with technological changes that could see weak businesses struggle and therefore not be able to continue to increase their dividend. The idea behind starting with dividend aristocrats is because they tend to perform relatively well during recessions. They also tend to produce growing earnings over time, and their yields, on average, are higher than that of the broader market. For investors looking to generate durable, growing income over time, these criteria are critical. After all, for investors with long-time horizons, buying the latest fad in the market isn't a sustainable strategy. Investors need companies with durable business models that can raise their payout even in the worst economic scenarios. Companies on this list tend to see smaller earnings declines during recessions and possess enough safety in the dividend to be able to continue to raise it even during these tough times. Given that the dividend aristocrats have paid higher dividends for at least 25 consecutive years, their yields also tend to beat those of the average dividend stock. Indeed, with the S&P 500 yielding just 1.5% today, the Dividend Aristocrats have an average yield of 2.1%. That level of outperformance compounded over years of investing can make a sizable difference to the amount of income that an investor can generate from their portfolio. And keep in mind that the Dividend Aristocrats have a much higher likelihood of continuing to raise their payouts over time than the average stock, so the yield on an investor's cost tends to go much higher throughout the years. Dividend Aristocrats we like today. Given these criteria, let's take a look at two Dividend Aristocrats we like today for their combination of current yield, dividend safety, recession resilience, value, and dividend growth potential. First up is AT&T, a telecommunications giant that originated in the late 1800s as a telephone service provider. Since then, AT&T has expanded into many kinds of communications, as well as entertainment, to become a diversified conglomerate with $170 billion in annual revenue. AT&T offers investors a massive current yield, which stands at 7%. That kind of yield is nearly unheard of for a dividend aristocrat. Indeed, AT&T has increased its payout for an impressive 36 consecutive years, making its current yield all the more impressive. AT&T trades for just 9.2 times current earnings, which is well below our estimate of fair value at 11 times earnings. The company's payout ratio is also just 64% of earnings, so the dividend is safe and has ample room to grow in the coming years. AT&T therefore offers investors a massive current yield, a cheap valuation, and a safe payout to go with its 36-year dividend increase streak. Another example of a dividend aristocrat that we like today is Federal Realty Investment Trust, or FRT. The trust has a staggering 53-year streak of consecutive dividend increases, and it's the only real estate investment trust in the market today with that kind of dividend longevity. The trust is exposed to retail real estate demand, but its diversified properties and high-demand markets have thus far limited damage from COVID-19. The stock trades today at about 15 times normalized FFO per share, which is in line with our estimate of fair value. In addition, investors get a 4.8% current yield and a dividend that's just 71% of normalized FFO per share. Investors should remember that REITs generally distribute the vast majority of their income to investors, so their payout ratios tend to be higher. In Federal Realty's case, this does not signal that the payout is unsustainable because its business has proven so resilient over the past 5 decades. Final thoughts. When looking for dividend stocks, starting with the Dividend Aristocrats is a prudent path to take. These stocks offer very long payout increase streaks, generally high yields, recession resilience, and safe dividend payouts. These factors, when combined with finding the dividend aristocrats that have the best value proposition today, can be a powerful force for investors. We like Federal Realty and AT&T, among others from this group, for their value and current yield in particular. Like all dividend aristocrats, they have stood the test of time, weathered tough economic conditions, and adapted to an ever-changing world. We see dividend aristocrats as the best of the best in terms of dividend investing. You just listened to the post titled "Why Income Investors Should Consider Dividend Aristocrats" by Josh Arnold with theprolificinvestor.net. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's M-O-N-A-R-C-H MONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. As I was pondering this article on dividends, it occurred to me that I don't spend much time thinking about them for my portfolio. However, delving deeper into the topic led me to some fascinating debates online. This is because companies have several options for using their profits: pay them out as dividends, reinvest them in the company, buy back shares, or acquire other companies. While paying out dividends benefits shareholders in the short term, it comes with an opportunity cost because that money is no longer available for company growth. Focusing on dividend stocks can be seen as sacrificing growth for income. So I'm not sure I agree with this article that they're great for long-term investors. Additionally, investing in a taxable brokerage account means that you'll be taxed on those dividends every year, even if you reinvest them. Qualified dividends are taxed at 0% for those in the 15% or lower tax brackets, but for those in the 25% and higher brackets, taxes still apply. This can make dividend investing less advantageous for people with higher incomes due to the tax implications. From what I've seen, many buy and hold investors don't prefer dividend-focused investments because it's more beneficial to control income for tax purposes when drawing down on a portfolio. When you receive a dividend, you have no control over the size or timing of the payment, and 100% of the money received is considered income. And that concludes another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Thanks as always for joining. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.